everyone, this is Helen from Shenzhen, China, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 80 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today's interesting English expression is a simple two-word phrase, and that phrase is sour grapes. Sour grapes. That's sour, S-O-U-R, grapes, G-R-A-P-E-S. Now, this phrase looks like it just names some grapes that have a sour taste, but we use this two-word expression in a more interesting way. If somebody acts like they don't want something, but we know they really do, we call that sour grapes. Why? Why do we call that situation sour grapes? Well, it all goes back to a very, very old story. And this is the story of a fox who was walking through the forest. He looked up and he saw a big bunch of grapes hanging from the vine. They looked like big, juicy, delicious grapes. So the fox jumped, trying to reach the grapes. But he did not jump high enough. So he tried to jump again to reach the grapes. But again, he could not jump high enough to reach them. So he tried to jump one last time. But still, he couldn't jump high enough to reach the grapes. So, taking one last look at that bunch of grapes, he said, I don't care. Those grapes were probably sour anyway. In other words, after he learned that he couldn't get this thing that he wanted, he decided, that's no good anyway. I didn't actually want them. Those grapes were actually too sour to enjoy. So that's why we say sour grapes when somebody acts like they don't want something that we know they actually do want, or something they even tried hard to get, but were unable to get. And maybe you've seen somebody act this way before. Maybe you have acted this way before yourself. You tried hard to get something, you were unable to get it, and then you said, that thing was no good anyway. I didn't really want that. That feeling or that situation is called sour grapes. So the next time you see somebody else in that situation, you can say, or at least think, that's sour grapes. And that's the end of episode 80 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Helen recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.